Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Howie Kendrick has a chance to double the lead with a hit. The 2-1. Swing a line drive right center field. That's a base hit. It's up the gap. It's going to the wall. Rendon scores. Soto scores. Howie Kendrick clears the bases with a two-run double here in the third inning.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We've been basking in the Nationals taking a 3-0 series lead on the St. Louis Cardinals.
Still surreal to me. I mean, I've been saying it all morning. Just kind of based on where this team was in May, late May, 19-31, just based on the history of this team, what they've been unable to accomplish in the postseason with the Game 5 heartbreakers. And now, you know, it's kind of all moving really fast. You're playing every day, and they're one win away from the World Series. Just to say that is surreal to me.
It is happening fast. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, we're wondering, are you able to just enjoy it? I'll tell you that a couple of these games have been stressful. Now, man, it's, you guys love to use the term free roll. Now it's like the Nationals are free rolling. You don't, like, my stress level yesterday, even up just 2-0, watching the game, it wasn't stressful.
Minimal
at all.
Stress.
Yeah, but if we had lost that game and it was 2-1,
oh, yeah, if it was 2-1,
we would have been back.
We talked
on.
About it. We said we would have been doing the show saying it was a must win.
Yeah.
Even
though
it technically wouldn't have been a must win, it would have felt like a must win.
If they lose last night 2-1 and then they win tonight, then they've won their home field back.
Right.
And,
Correct.
You're on your heels again.
Right.
Now, I know that the chances of the Cardinals coming back based on history is about 1%, but if they win tonight and then they come back tomorrow afternoon and win again and it's 3-2, and you're going back to St. Louis for 2?
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Now you're
puckering.
Yeah, there's
a lot of tightness.
There's
puckering
going on.
Yeah, but they still got to win 4 straight.
I get it. I know the math.
But why would you think all of a sudden these guys who can't hit any of the starters are going to start hitting the starters?
Maybe the starters come back to Earth.
Because there's a dude theory.
Because baseball's crazy and unpredictable.
You know how they always say in baseball it's all about the starting pitcher? I mean, the Nats, let's say they lose tonight, then they got Sanchez, who just threw one hitter and has been fantastic. They got Max.
What if Corbin throws another gem? What if he goes 7? Let's take 7 shutout innings. When was the last time?
Series.
I know, but when was the last time a team is just like only had 2 runs in a series? Just like been that anemic.
I'm sure if you look through.
I mean, that's a spanking if that happens.
Your teams get shut down.
I mean, that's why the Nats were favored heading into the series.
I mean, I know it was just a 3-game sweep, but weren't the Twins' bats basically shut down?
Well, and I think that the Yankees scored like 20 runs
right.
in 3 games.
Well, I wonder, were fans upset that they went to Rodney and Rainey, or were they okay because it was like 7-run lead at that point?
I missed the 8th inning. What did you want to do? Hudson Doolittle?
I
don't know.
I think they're fine when there's 7 runs.
Yeah, yeah. Like the cushion
fine.
Is big enough at that point.
I mean, you got to really suck to blow those.
were people clamoring at home to pull Stras when he had, first and second, whatever it was, 110
second,
pitches?
Outs.
You know, they were starting to catch up to him there before he dug deep and he ended it, got the last 2 outs.
No, because like you said, you'd much rather have Stras, even if he's at 80 or 85%, than one of those other guys at 100%.
Right.
Look, are you able, though? I know you get stressed out during these games. You negative tweet, even though you don't like other people to negative tweet. You start going gloom
and give
doom.
Up. No, negative tweet's okay. Not early. Don't do it in the first
whatever.
Inning. That's
late
the caveat. There is subtlety
what's the
to it.
Okay. Like 6 or 7
said,
inning?
Well, once it starts to get late.
Yeah. Yeah. With the wild card game, it's a 6th inning, and you're saying you realize this is the last time we're going to see Rendon in a Nats uniform.
6th inning is late.
This is the last time we see Strasburg in a uniform.
The 6th inning is late.
Okay. It is getting kind of late.
Whatever. I don't like it when people give up in the first inning.
Are you able to just soak it? Yes. Like, enjoy the moment right now.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to all the games. Getting my family's getting involved. Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Love
remember, like
I'm totally
said,
enjoying it.
I mean, I think
we're
going to
stretch
to the
World
Series if they
again.
Make it to the World Series.
He's got a red pocket square at home he's going to bring.
Right.
I'm do that just for you.
Good insider joke.
I'm totally into it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And, you know, it's great when they go on these type of runs because, and I think it mostly went away with the Capitals, but for years and years while we were doing the show, we kept hearing so many people call in and say, DC curse. It's cursed DC sports. They can't win. Well, you're seeing breakthroughs. Well, by the way, the Mystics just won a championship, and they're going to be
correct.
Your girl EDD is throwing out the first pitch tonight.
I know. I love it. She deserves it.
Elena Deladon, MVP.
Is it just her or is the entire team?
I think the whole team is going to be there, and they're going to get a moment.
Good.
And people will celebrate, but I think she's throwing out the first pitch.
Don't wear sweatpants around the house before the game starts. We know how you are with EDD.
All right. Want people to call in.
She's taken, though.
636-1067. Cakes thinks you shouldn't bring your little mini brooms or anything like that. He thinks that's all jinxing it.
So jinxy.
See, he doesn't want to just enjoy it.
I think you have to.
You can enjoy it, but you
look at your face. That doesn't look like
don't bring brooms look like a happy face. When you haven't done anything yet. Like, you know what? I'm Team Zim. I heard Ryan Zimmerman say, you know, we're enjoying it so far. Haven't accomplished anything yet. I agree with him.
He has to say that.
I know.
You're just a donk fan.
Yeah. Baseball cakes doesn't count as chickens before
the
hatch.
Just the broom.
I don't bring brooms in when you haven't swept yet.
Okay, but if they do sweepy, are you going to have a cocktail tomorrow on the show?
Yes.
Sure.
100%.
Of course.
Well, at least the champagne. I still got my Tattinger in my locker.
Oh, champagne. Champagne is such poo.
You don't like champagne?
Oh. Love champagne.
I like champagne.
What do you drink? Like one sip.
I love champagne.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you drink that instead of beer every night?
I don't know.
Because you don't really love it.
I love it for special opportunities.
You know what? Bring beers
well,
in
I think
for him.
I think champagne, the alcohol content's higher in champagne, right?
It definitely is.
Yeah, I mean, you just get hammered if you drink champagne every day.
Maybe I will start drinking more champagne.
All right, let's go to Andy in D.C. Should you bring your brooms tonight? Should you expect a sweep? Are you going to pucker up if they lose and be nervous tomorrow?
What they call Miller High Life? Like
champagne of beers.
There you go.
That is correct.
Maybe that's what you should do.
Yes. Andy, what's up, man? You're on with the Jugs. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm all in, man. I think jinx or no jinx, you got to bring the brooms and you got to have some fun. I mean, I feel like, even if they, assuming, and it's still an assumption that they make it to the World Series, I think, I wonder, is the season a success if they don't win the series? You know, and I think we had similar conversations when the Caps finally made it to the Cup. You know, it's like, and I think the only way it's not a success is if they got swept in the series, I think that would leave me a little bit bitter, especially knowing the only person who would be happy would be Dan Snyder. And I feel like any sports team that can win to make him bitter, I'm even more on board with. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts to see if they don't win the series, is the season a success?
Absolutely.
Or not. Oh, massive success.
Absolutely.
Massive success.
Yeah, they broke through. They got beyond, they got past the point which they hadn't been able to get past.
I was going to beat the drum for success even if they lost in the wild card game. I was going to beat it. It was going to be a dull roar, and a lot of people wouldn't have bought it. But just the resiliency, the way they came back, I was going to still spin it as a positive season. Now it's unquestioned.
Yeah, they had never
it's the
been,
greatest season in the franchise history.
Even if somehow they lost this series, which is not going to happen, they're going to be the World Series, they would have gone beyond the National League Divisional Series. They had never gotten out of the NLDS.
Yeah, I think they're not going to lose this series.
But what if this? What if they lose a series in one of the worst collapses in baseball history?
Well, then
tragedy strikes.
Then how do you view it?
It'll be a historic team with the Yankees.
You'll remember the gag.
You'll remember the gag, but they still would be the first team.
They would still be the most accomplished Nats team ever, but you'll remember the Storin game.
It would be stained and tainted.
That would be an epic, unthinkable collapse.
Yeah.
If that happened.
Teams have lost four in a row before.
Once.
No, but in the playoffs. But I think teams lose four in a row.
Oh, just four
time.
In a row, yeah. But,
all the time.
But not in this, just one time in this particular scenario.
All right, let's go to Craig in D.C. Craig, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys were asking the question about, were you nervous with the pitching situation. I had this weird sensation. I was at the game. I loved it. And I got nervous in the seventh with Strasburg. Which is weird because Strasburg's a dynamite and was dominating, but I did get nervous. when he got a couple of those runners on, and you know, this you know, the idea that his pitch count's high, and could he, you know, is he just done, and does he need to come out? What was really, I think, weird or different was when they went to the mound, mm-hmm. and Strasburg was like, I want to stay in. It was interesting because that it wasn't like Davey Martinez going out and checking on him and saying, like, do you want to stay or not? He went out with the trainer.
Because apparently they saw him, what they thought was tug on his hamstring.
Yeah, he grabbed at his hammy. So
and
they
he
went,
said he was just cramping.
Yeah. That's why they went
so
out.
So that's there. Why the trainer went out.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It was sort of a weird moment. And then so
I agree.
So I got nervous around that. And so anyway, but like that was no need to be nervous. He struck out the next two batters. But then strangely, when they brought in Rodney, I was like, yeah, we're fine. Like, you know, even if he gives up, it's hard for me to see it getting out of hand. So how crazy was that I was feeling like nervous about Strauss, and then I was like, yeah, totally fine.
Strauss put out the fire.
Correct.
We were still good.
That's the reason you felt good with Rodney, is because you had seven runs to work with.
Exactly.
If it was 2-1, you wouldn't have felt that great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Although I do think Rodney certainly has had his blow-ups. But I said, he went through the numbers. 70% of the time, 75% of the time, he does his job. It's just...
So he's a C.
He said, look, 1-for-4, it's going to be bad.
Right.
1 out of 4, it's going to be bad. All right, let's go to, let me see. And you got to be a little better than that, but that's, you know, 3 times out of 4, he's money.
Hey, if it was 2-1, not 7-1 or 8-1, different story. You probably don't go to Rodney.
Oh, you're not going to those guys. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, what's up? Well, what's up?
So I'm a little nervous about Corbin because, you know, I think he does have the two losses that they've had in the postseason. But the thing I was curious your opinion is, it's been, you know, basically a month since we were all worried about them missing the playoffs and Rendon playing his last game, Strasburg opting out. So I'm thinking now that, you know, they've got this far and don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but assuming they get to the World Series, win or lose, it's got to change the narrative on Strasburg. He may still opt out, but he's got to want to come back. And I've got to imagine Rendon wants to come back now, right?
I don't know. I think these guys,
I know they
once
they
get
paid.
To the offseason,
I guarantee they want to get paid, Jeff, especially Rendon.
I do think, I mean, this is total speculation. I think that Strasburg, though, has kind of really bought into the atmosphere we talked about earlier that, you know, when he got hugged yesterday, he's not much of a hugger, and you see him celebrating.
He's definitely happier than we've ever seen him.
I would think that it would be tough to leave that culture, that environment.
Oh, he'll probably stay, but just get paid more.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well, that's the thing.
Pay him more.
Rendon, by the way, I think, you know, the day after the season, he's moving on to his life and whatever.
I think Rendon is cool. He'll play in, like, Korea. Like, I just don't think he cares.
Right. I mean,
like, whoever's got the money.
Yeah, maybe
good.
Matt Williams will manage him over in Korea.
I honestly don't think Anthony cares. He's just like, I'm cool.
You don't
I'm
think
good.
He wants yeah. money?
No, he no, wants he, the money. That's my point.
I remember
think,
he said,
he doesn't
cool
care
wherever.
About the culture.
He's, he's cool. Wherever.
2 months ago, or whenever it was, he said, paraphrasing, but he's like, if we can work out a deal, great. If not, that's
all
fine,
good.
Too.
Yeah. You know. But look up, I mean, he's probably already made $100 million plus already in his career. So he's already financially set.
Sure.
Now it's just, you know, what you know, soccer team's going to buy. You know, it's crazy. Let's go to Mark in Alexandria. Mark, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
It's just, you know, the national media and everybody's talking an awful lot about our starting pitching and Rendon and Soto, but I'm so impressed at the contributions they're getting all the way down the line. I mean, Robles come back and gets a home run last night. Adam Eaton has just been torching the ball. It's a full team, you know, success.
Oh, no doubt about it. Everybody has contributed on something. Although I kind of feel bad for Parra, who is largely credited for a lot of this culture stuff, and he's barely, has he got one at bat in the postseason? I mean, he's barely been in there. No, he didn't care. He's a great culture team guy.
Yeah, he's good in the dugout.
But I'd like to see him get a little opportunity.
I generally agree with this premise, but I'll be nitpicky and say they're kind of hiding a couple guys in the bullpen.
They are. There's no doubt. But I think this
if you thought they're going to lose you games.
I think this totally vindicates Rizzo, too, in the way he puts together the roster, with, you know, especially with the financial resources that they have. that, you know, you get through the regular season, you patchwork the best you can. You know, in the offseason, you try to do the best you can. And then, you know, you pick up guys. And then come playoff time, you just shorten it and you use your fourth and fifth starters.
Well,
and that's what you do.
So far, yes.
Vindicates them.
The only way I would say I would hold a reservation is, let's say it's the World Series and the bullpen does burn them. Then you might say maybe you should allocate the resources to the bullpen.
Well, if they get to the World Series, that's an unbelievable confidence.
Yeah.
And you know what? They hired him in 2009, and ever since he was hired as the full-time when Bowden retired or whatever he did, he won four divisions. And, yeah, okay, they didn't get past that point until this year, but maybe goes to the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
And look at the roster he put together in those years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, he had luxury of number one picks that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets a lot of credit.
How about all the mid-season pickups that he did that worked out? Cabrera, Parra, Hudson. I mean, all these guys. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Chip in Burke. Chip, what's up, man? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey, Jocks. Appreciate you taking the call. Hey, I just want to say I think it was fantastic that they got Rodney and Rainey in there last night, because I think that sends a message to everybody that, you know, there's something positive happening there, and that's going to pay dividends down the road when we get down to into perhaps closer games. But I want to say, I think as we move forward, I believe, despite what we were just talking about there, there's a lot of pressure on the organization to make it good for Rendon and Strasburg to stay, because I think if we, let's say we win the National League Championship, that's great, but if Rendon walks, people are going to remember that, and it's going to cloud everything. If we go to the World Series and win or lose, and Rendon walks, that's going to be
call
the
him Rendon.
Next...
It's killing me that you're calling him Rendon.
And I also, can we just table the contract stuff till after the World Series?
Everybody knows. I think it's a factor, though.
Everybody knows
it's an issue. Factor.
So hold on. Let me just ask you something. Let's say you could trade a World Series. It looks like you could guarantee you're going to win the World Series this year. But as part of the trade, you're going to have to give up Rendon. Look, no one wants to do that, but you do
would
it.
Say yes,
but you would do it,
100%.
And if they can give up Rendon, but not Rendon, then
yes,
be
Chip,
okay.
Yes, Chip would do that.
Rendon. Chip, I think it's within the learner's power. It's within the learner's power to affect the Anthony Tony Two Bags situation more than they can affect the World Series, and so. I just think that's...
So what is he arguing right now?
Chip, let me ask you a question. Chip, you're a Nationals fan, right?
Right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you that they're up 3-0? Because you sound like a 2 or a 3. You should be like an 8, 9, or 10.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's just like you were saying. It's surreal. You every day you wake up and you go, dang, how could it be any better? Well, it could be better. If they get this Anthony thing.
Oh, my God.
Glass is half empty. Glass is always half empty.
Yeah. Live in the freaking moment.
So, hold on. Did he answer the question? Chip, would you trade a World Series and let Rendon go?
That's a tough question.
You can't answer it?
So,
How could you not?
Here's the opposite way to ask it. Would you like to keep Rendon, but you'll not win a World Series?
Oh, my God.
And he's going to say it's a tough question.
These are all good questions. I just think it's on a lot of people's minds. That
I don't
like
actually think people are worried too much right now about Rendon.
I think people are just
focused on... I think
they're
caught
up
in enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
You need to.
Okay.
Yeah, but listen, I'm big on doom and gloom.
Chippy.
I'm dreading my colonoscopy when I turn 50 and all these things. But I'm living in the moment right now. Come on.
I do get a sense that there's a little bit less doom and gloom. Now, of course, Danny might come back and say, you know, the first time Patrick Horton gives up a walk, oh, here we go. But they're up 3-0.
How could you be worried about losing Anthony Rendon now?
Right.
You can't be thinking about that now. You're going to be thinking about winning tonight and advancing to play the Yankees and listening to the Junks do live shows up there.
Yes.
That's what you
The Rendon thing will all get hashed out one way or another. Don't worry about that now.
He's probably going to leave.
Yeah, he's leaving.
He's probably going to leave.
I showed you the text. He's gone. He's gone.
The text. Like you got a text from Anthony Rendon.
It was a pretty reputable source.
800-636-1067 with the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Talking about the Nats up 3-0 on the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series. One game away from their first ever World Series berth. As we talk about the Nats and their playoff run, it is presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. You know, things do move much faster in the Major League Baseball playoffs than the NHL playoffs, as Jason pointed out. There are no off days, so right. It's game, game, game. And you forget it wasn't that long ago that they had that elimination game, wild card game against the Brewers. Then you had the 5-game series against the Dodgers, and that went back and forth. Actually, two elimination games there. They get through, and now they're rolling with 3 games. But before all of that, they did end the season with that heater, winning their last 8 games. So they've won 15 of their last 17 games. They are 15-2 in their last 17 games. That is a sick run.
That's why I'm a little bit nervous, as I brought up.
Just do theory.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous they win tonight, and then they got to wait 5 or 6 days and get cold because they're just running hot right now. I don't want anything to change.
I mean, who knows? It could happen because the earliest I think that the World Series could start would be early next week, like Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Right, that's like a week from now.
I know.
I mean, that'd be a long time to be off of playing simulated games.
But I think that it's not bad to give some of the older guys a couple days off or 4 or 5 days off.
I think it's great for the starters. I think it's great for the arms.
Yeah.
It is, but I think you get out of your rhythm a little bit. And meanwhile, everyone else is grinding. They're all grinding away.
I'm sure it'll affect a few players, no doubt, but it could help others.
I mean, part of the reason why we all think that we're doing well is because we're peaking at the right time. We didn't secure everything, you know, like the Dodgers did, and kind of just cruise through the last 2 months. So, we're playing hot right now. I want to keep playing. The last thing you want is a break when you're playing hot.
You want to stay on the heater.
Yeah.
You want to keep it rolling.
Like, let's be honest.
When you got a great round of golf going, you want it to rain in the middle of it? No, you want to keep playing. You don't want to go in the clubhouse, have a few beers, and chill and relax, and then try and finish your round. It's terrible.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
By the way, I had to have...
Like you said, let's just take one day at a time.
Oh, I had to have a little bit of just an awkward moment there with Johnny Holiday as he asked me whether you would be playing next year.
What was your answer?
I was like, I think John has tapped out from golf.
Ah, okay. That, you know what?
I said, but he's
pretty
like,
accurate just, answer.
He's like, tell him he's welcome to come back.
Okay, that's very nice of Johnny. I appreciate
the
invite.
Well, if it's not Cakes, Bickle will. He'll play. I mean, he is a Maryland grad.
And he loves scrambles. I mean, he loves
Oh, scrambles are the best. Captain's Choice is the best format ever.
He's a big fan.
I'll write him a check.
Yeah.
That'd be good. All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Hey, Joe, what's up, man? You're all the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Living the life right here today at work, feeling good about the squad. I was just wondering, Bish, what's up with the squeaky leaner for tonight's play? I know last night was, I don't know how anybody could have bet on the over, but I did and won the parlay.
Right.
But what are we looking like tonight?
You mean for Game 3 of the Yanks-Astros, correct?
No, man. I'm talking about the Nats game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is what I'm going to do. I have this huge bet that the Cardinals will win the series. So I'm going to hedge it. So I'm going to bet the Nats tonight.
Me too, but I don't want to do that, and then they lose.
I think Bickle's going to do the same thing.
I don't know if I want to do it. I'd rather just pay the $250.
Really?
Because
how are you going to hedge that? What if the Cardinals? I mean, what if the Cardinals?
Then you
win,
have to double down
both
again
both
the next night. You have to keep doubling
then
down.
Then I got to double down. Then
next thing you know, you're going to owe $1,500, and the Cards have the best comeback in history.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Just put about $500 on them to win the World Series. Let's go. It's destiny.
Hold on. Let me look at the total here. The total tonight is 7.5.
Well, hey, before the Cardinals series, 100 paid $300 on the Nats to win the World Series. So, I mean, I guess it's got to be less than that.
Well, what do you like tonight? What do you like tonight? I mean, if you lay 165 with Corbin, I don't feel great about that. Coming back, it's plus 145.
I cannot believe last night that we were only laying 128 or 126 with Strasburg on the hill. I was surprised. I know Flaherty's like their ace or whatever, but he hadn't pitched in no big games like that, man. And the bats came
really?
Alive.
I had a game five in NLDS. He's pitched in big
okay.
games.
He had a 10-run lead. Okay. Come on.
He's a young kid, man. He hasn't been there before, JP. Let's get real. So well,
look, I thought he was going to pitch a lot better last night, too, so I was a little surprised. But
well, I did, too. I mean, he's only given up 10 earned runs since the All-Star break, and he gave up, what, four? I understand that some of those hits, like the Rendon little dink and the Kazuna or whatever, he misplayed that ball. But, I mean, he didn't get hit hard, but, yeah, we definitely put some runs on the board. I just think tonight it's going to be a low score and that Corbin gets it done. I say like 4-2, bro. Let's get it.
All right. I like it. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
It's probably an under.
4-2 is an under. Seven
definitely
halves
an
total.
Under.
What if I just bet? What
don't you still have the online account?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet there.
I know. But how much is it if I bet on the Nats to win now? I had to put up like 1,000 to win like $50 or something?
Yeah,
like,
to win the series?
Hold on.
Yeah.
To win the series?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they're up probably, three, more, probably more than that.
To put up, I'm doing, what do I have to put up to hedge this thing?
I'm telling you, you have to go game by game.
Here's your ultimate hedge.
Because they're probably going to lose tonight.
Here's how you build your bankroll. You bet against Rutgers every week. I don't care how many points they're catching. They're terrible.
All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Dave in D.C. Dave, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I was just thinking, looked at ESPN this morning, and national media just still not giving us any respect, talking about how Flaherty just got unlucky in that fourth inning and all, or third inning, blah, blah, blah. What inning was it? Third, fourth? I don't know. I can't remember.
Third,
thank you. It was all delirium at the stadium. Just getting lucky, and I cannot wait for them to be underdogs again against the Astros and the Yankees. I mean, they will deserve to be underdogs against the Astros, but they're going to come in, you know, fired up no matter if it's 2 days rest or four. It's going to be great if they get there.
Oh, they're getting
when
there.
When they get there.
They're getting there. Come on.
I mean, the only bad break Flaherty got was when Ozuna dropped the ball. What else? I mean,
I think
Kendrick laced it.
Like Darling said that, like, and you got to give him credit for his hit, but it's not like Adam Eaton roped it. He had, you know, a chopper. Sometimes
okay,
it's an out.
But,
it was well placed.
But Robles had a line drive ground ball.
My point is, their first run was right off of Adam Eaton's bat.
Correct.
And Rendon comes up and should have been an out to end the inning. Instead, it becomes a bigger inning.
That's true. So that would have ended the inning.
It's not like they were teeing off hitting home runs off of Flaherty.
Let's go to Andrea, ladies first. Hey, Andrea, you're on with the Junks.
Hi, first time caller here.
Oh, cool.
Been a Nats fan, converted Phillies fan, I'm embarrassed to say, but been a Nats fan for a long time, Redskins, Caps, everybody. And I'm just noticing, I really, really noticed it last night watching the two dugouts when anybody got on first. When we got on first, how locked in our dugout was. And then when they managed to get on first, there were only like a couple guys that even seemed really interested. And I just wondered, I know you can't, there's no stats on how locked in they are, but how much does that matter?
That's, I don't know.
I don't think I've seen a team that's had this much fun since I was a teenager.
Well, winning helps. You have more fun when you're winning and when you're hitting home runs.
Well,
you can celebrate. I don't know how much it matters. I mean, remember just a week or two ago, there was that clip during one of these playoff games where Anthony Rendon is yawning and he's still been producing.
That's just him.
Right.
That's just him.
Right. So I don't know how much that matters.
We're
going to
kill a guy for yawning. Everybody yawns at some point.
I mean, it's the middle of a tense game.
It just shows you how chill he is.
Yeah.
How relaxed he is. Look, they said it in spring training. They talked about this clubhouse and how this group just seemed different. They have a lot of fun. They really enjoy each other. And then they added pieces that only helped it. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, add a guy like Parra just took it to that next level. So this is not a surprise. They've been talking about this since March.
I mean, I think the bigger factor,
expected, yeah.
The bigger factor besides chemistry, and I always say this, is the talent. And what do they have? They've got Max Scherzer, who's won multiple Cy Youngs. They've got Strasburg, who's having his best year, who was a number one pick. They paid $140 million to Patrick Corbin. So they have great starting pitchers. That's front and center. And then their lineup is pretty locked and loaded, too. So, I mean, that's the biggest factor beyond the fact that they like each other.
For sure. It all plays in. But you got to have the talent. There's no doubt about that.
You
got
to have the talent, but you also have to catch the breaks. But
these guys love each other.
I mean, the mix.
Grisham misplaying the ball on Soto in right field was a massive break. Uh-huh. That in years past went against the Nats.
Right?
I mean, sure, they would make those type of blunders. I mean, Jason Worth with the terrible base running move coming around third when he was going to be out, but Cakes could have thrown him out. So
my new alarm.
You also have to get the breaks, and they've been getting the breaks.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Junkies talking about the Nats up 3-0 now in the National League Championship Series. One more win, and they're in the World Series. Keep it here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NBC Sports Washington talking about the Nats up 3-0 on the St. Louis Cardinals. One more dub, one more curly W, and they're in the World Series.
My latest tweet at Money Metal Cakes was, I hope that the Nationals ushers snap all of your stupid broomsticks in half tonight as soon as you
Why
walk
are you
into
such
the
a
park.
Curmudgeon?
I think it's a bad look to bring brooms to the ballpark. That's all. That's just my personal opinion.
So when do you use them? After the last out, you have to go out to like Lowe's or Home Depot and buy them?
Yes, you celebrate out on the street.
On the sweeps.
And sweep up the street with your brooms first and then wave them around in the air. Be a do-gooder. Don't be a jerk and bring them into the stadium.
Have some fun.
I will have fun when the Nats win, and if the Nats win, and hopefully advance the World Series.
If they win.
Hopefully it's tonight.
It's impossible to deny the Caps parallel, though, right? And,
oh,
of course, that
such
ends
a parallel.
As soon as they are eliminated. But I mean, the parallel right now is just undeniable.
100%. You know?
And I didn't really buy into it until they beat the Dodgers. I just thought it was too easy to say that.
Well, Dodgers were like the Penguins.
Yeah.
Got over the hump.
That was their hump. Yeah. The wild card, I mean, I tried to make it like a series, you know, and around. But, I mean, really, the hump was the Dodgers.
Right. They'd never been beyond that divisional series.
And after that, you know, it's like, ooh, especially the way they're playing now.
Uncharted territory. Now they're rolling.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Fort Washington. Mike's been on hold for a while. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junkies, man? How good does this feel, man?
Pretty cool.
I mean, coming off, you know, with the Redskins struggling the way they are and, you know, the Caps with a slow start. But, I mean, it's just, this feels incredible right now, man. I mean, it really feels it's a great time to be a Nats fan. But, and I tell you, man, you know, looking at this, I'm looking forward to the next series because I think they got this one pretty much wrapped up. I mean, if they face the Yankees or the Astros, could you not pick more of a David and Goliath type scenario? I mean, the fourth seed wild card going up against a one seed in the Yankees, man, in New York, and that stage is set. I mean, this is the type of stuff that movies are made of.
Yeah, I mean, but the Nationals, I don't buy into them totally being the David, because the Nationals have they've got some really well-paid superstars.
How about this? They weren't the David after May 24th. They were 41 games over five.
And also,
it's hard too. We got a $500 million pitching staff.
True David would have been like the Tampa Bay Rays.
I mean, based on history.
Yeah, well, I'm saying based on history, the Yankee monster that we're facing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this team with Aaron Judge and everything. I think pitching-wise, we might have the advantage, but hitting-wise, I don't know
how. By the way, they're not there yet. It could be the Astros.
Could be Houston, bro.
And the Astros have
some stud pitchers. Either one would be a great challenge. I mean, but this is just, to me, it seems like the stuff that movies are made of. You take a team from 19 and 31 that goes all the way to the World Series. I mean, and if you look at the games and how close they were and clutch, I mean, this is just amazing. I'm I'm just riding the wave right now, bro. I mean, every day I'm staying up late, not getting sleep, watching these games. But it feels good in the morning to know that you're part of it's a winner. You know, in this area, that's something that we've been waiting on and looking for.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel the same way and have the same dedication to the Caps 2 years ago?
I did, man. I really honestly did. I think, to be honest with you, I think the Nats and Caps, if the Nationals go on to win this World Series, and I really think they have a shot, I think that they will surpass. I think the Caps and the Nats will surpass the Redskins as far as the team that people will support, the teams that people will support in this area. I honestly think they will. I mean, I know everybody's
just
like,
the
oh,
numbers
no, it's
are
a
not.
Redskin
it's
going
to take a long time to get there. And, you know, even with the dwindling fan base, they're just more football fans, just bigger.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I haven't even checked.
Probably,
but, I mean, you could
take
a national NFL game and look at the local number, and often it's higher
but
than
there are
these
less,
Nationals.
There are less people
games.
Showing up to FedEx.
Yeah, on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Yeah. Those numbers are at least the in-person.
Got it. Can't get
rid of
the radio.
Calvin.
By the way, the Calvin that we've known for a long time on this show, who calls in the show occasionally, comes out to appearances from time to time. He used to be a big D.C. curse guy. I'm telling you, the doom and gloom and D.C. curse crowd,
changing.
They have quieted.
It's harder to be a big curse guy right now.
Yeah.
It's harder. Now, if they blow this,
right,
then it's hard to argue that. It would take an epic collapse.
They're not going to blow a
three. This series.
I think they're going to win tonight. Yeah.
I think so.
Once you go to the World Series, I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to be dogs against either one, right? Do you think we'll
yes.
be dogs against the Yankees, too?
Yes.
Both teams won over 100.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Mike, what's up? Mike, are you there? Is there so much dump that we can't go to him?
Phones are probably down with the dump.
Yeah. All right.
With the dumpy.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up,
hello?
Mike? Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So the last night's game, Parra didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Parra should have come in when they brought in the pinch hitter late in the game? I mean, it's already pretty much over by that point. The Nats are up by a ridiculous amount. Don't you bring him in to pinch hit as a thank you for bringing the swagger to that clubhouse, which was so desperately needed? And don't you do it for the crowd, who just love that baby shark routine?
Well, who did they pinch
hit? Well, the crowd
instead?
Also loves the wave, and that's
they brought in
and
Dozier. And
oh, Dozier? Okay.
They brought in Dozier, and, you know, he made an out. But big deal. You know, they're up 8-1. It's late in the game.
I don't know.
I mean, they're pros.
I don't think he's managing that way, like sort of for ceremonial at bats and that sort of thing.
This isn't like a senior getting on the floor the last game.
We're way past that. They're pros. You know, you don't need throwing the guy, like you said, that's in high school that
it's
has never
played. It's almost insulting, too. Like, you just throw him in, like, just, you know what I mean, just to get, like, a hat tip type of situation. No. Not yet.
Right.
Not yet. You know, maybe if they're up 8-0 in a, you know, the last game of the World Series or something, you give him a little at bat. But I don't know.
I can't remember who was pitching. So if Dozier came in, who was pitching for St. Louis?
I can't remember. Went through so many.
Was that Cabrera? And they brought him in? Lefty. Did Dozier hit off of Cabrera?
When did you watch it, by the way?
I watched some last night and some this morning. Standard.
You fast forward. Like, when there's no run scored, like, how do you know? Like, how do you do it, actually?
I just have it on times two? I just have a way.
You've got the methodology down.
No, I have it on times one.
Okay.
Times one is butt slow.
So I can see.
So you're
balls.
Actually watching the game.
So I can
times
see the balls
one?
And strikes. So if it's, you know, it's 0-0, 0-1, 1-1,
he
1,
waits until he sees the ball hit.
Then I see the ball hit and put in play. Then I watch it and I watch it live.
You slow it down.
Yeah, I watch a live action.
So how long does it take for you to go through a game? You
know? An hour.
Right.
I probably got up at 2:45.
Oh my god.
And watched it and took until 3:45.
What are you go to bed at? 7 p.m.
I know. I'm so tired.
Well, he's also, like I said yesterday, he might be able to stay up late if he didn't take his tramadol and his.
I didn't take any tramadol.
He's got a routine that works.
And his melatonin.
I only take tramadol if my back hurts, Richard.
Okay. Did you take the melatonin?
Yes, I did.
I said, just take one night off of melatonin. You might be able to stay up past nine.
Yeah, I know, but I'm addicted to melatonin.
All right,
the chewables.
That's like asking about you to stop eating Old Bay. It's just not going to happen.
Predictions for tonight.
5-3 winner.
5-3. How many innings does Corbin go?
Six.
Six. Jason?
Cards get one tonight.
Oh!
Yeah, the bats actually come alive a little bit for St. Louis.
Cakes. I predict an exciting game that goes late into the evening. I don't do predictions.
All right, he's out of he's such a wussy.
He's a
James.
He's a wussy boy.
He's just weird.
Yeah, seriously, right. Cakes. You have no impact.
I don't understand that.
I think, what'd you say, 5-3?
Yeah.
I think I like that. Can I steal that? I'll just go. Sure. I like that, 5-3. Corbin goes, I'd say it goes 7. I'd say it goes 7, then we don't have to go with any of the poopers. We go right to.
What's the score after 7?
5-3, and then we go to
Doolittle
Hudson.
All right,
and then they close it out.
Then it's good night.
Yeah, and
then you go buy
pulls
your
up their brooms
at the late night Home Depot. They go out and buy your brooms then.
Right. I don't know. I just got a good vibe. I mean, they just look so dead, the Cardinals, to me.
I would never, by the way, bring in a full broom, but just for Cakes. I don't know if I can find like a toy, like a little mini broom.
Yeah, you do that.
You know what I mean?
You go waste your money on a mini
broom.
Put it in
my
broom.
Pocket. I'll have my pocket square and I'll have my mini broom.
Make sure you have the pocket square.
Yes.
And by the way, no hats allowed today.
Understood.
Just for you three.
I know.
That's true.
I know what's happening.
No hats allowed for you boys.
Yeah.
I have to like wash my hair and everything. Like put gel in my hair.
Wash your hair. Like that's tough.
Well, like put gel in my hair and stuff.
That's tough too.
Yeah,
it takes 10 seconds.
Makes my hair feel all like crunchy. I don't get too sad.
You're a hat guy.
I'm a hat guy.
Make sure you go to the shoe shining station right outside
that.
Of the park.
Please do that.
They have that available.
Can I wear Tim's? I think I can wear Tim's.
Oh, you might want that.
We're going to have fun.
I'm sure you are.
We're going to Circa.
I know. Matt Carlin's going to hook you.
Buzzing.
I already sent an email, but maybe you could send an extra text to Matt.
I already sent him a text.
You did? 6 o'clock, same spot?
I said, expect the junkies minus
same
one.
Spot.
All right,
same
gotta get spot. Out of here. Granddaddy, they're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.